Okay, so just gonna kind of wrap things up here with one more sugya, and then maybe just go kind of summarize some of the points that we've made over the course of the series. One point that that we didn't discuss is kind of the idea of presence. Okay, meaning, what about the fact that like when you're in a room, just being there, does that have any significance? In the scheme of things, right? So we're in a room right now, not triggering something by your motion, but just being there. Doesn't have any significance. So there's a Gemara. It talks about the following: Hey, Shiyoshu al Safsal Echad. You have five people sitting on a bench. Velo Shavu, and then the bench didn't break. And then another guy came and he sat on the bench and it broke. So the last guy is Chayev. So the Gemara discusses, would it have broke without, whole discussion, how do you calculate? Okay, but the implication is that, just sitting there itself might not have made responsibility. Meaning, maybe just being, just presence itself, is somewhat of a discussion, okay? So this also comes up in the context of Ritzicha, in terms of murder. So Tosfos talks about the fact that the case of murder is active, right? So the case of where it's Yaharg Val Yavor is you're asked to actively murder someone or be murdered. So what about Tosus, if you look in the middle, okay, so they don't tell you to murder somebody, but they say, okay, I'm not asking you to murder somebody, but just let us throw you onto somebody else. Maybe my blood is redder than the other guy's blood. Meaning, I can't. And there's two ways to learn this. This is the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim discuss this. So one way to learn it is to say, well, I'm not doing anything. That's the way Rav Chaim seems to learn it. I'm not doing anything. I'm just, in this case, I'm not a gavra, I'm a chefta. That's how Rav Chaim kind of presents it. I'm not a person, I'm just a rock. So the guy's taking me and he's throwing me onto somebody else. So I'm just, that's not action, that's just what we'll call in our, for our discussion, it's just presence. Right? I am just being. Right? I'm just sitting in the room. If I trigger this, if I trigger the motion sensor, that's one thing. But let's say, and why am I bringing this up? Okay, let's say you go to like a Shalom Zohar, right? All of a sudden, normally like the air conditioner works, but now you're at a Shalom Zohar. Why is it that the air conditioner all of a sudden it says like 82? Because everyone's body heat is 98.6. And the air just can't handle so many people. The house is not meant for so many people. So, did we just cause the heat in the room? Are we causing the air conditioner to go on by being in there? So, do you say that that's presence? Did we do an action by going into the room? Or is it just, we're just there? And kind of things happen the way they happen, and it's not an action. So Rav Chaim would, again, he's talking about something else. He's talking about Ritzicha. He'd say, no, you're not an actor, not in the entertainment sense. An actor, meaning you're not doing an action, you're just a rock, meaning you're just there, you're sitting there. Whereas the Chazon Ish says, no, that in that case, you are Rotzech, meaning you might get off for technical reasons. You didn't do anything, so you're not going to be Chayev Ritzicha in that case. Shouldn't have let the guy, meaning the Chazon Ish says, you can't set yourself up for that situation, meaning you can let the guy throw somebody on you, say, hey, okay, fine, as long as I don't, I'm not involved. You do what you need to do. Throw me onto him, and meaning you can't do that. Meaning that's also problematic. The Chazon Ish says the reason why you're not chayav misa is the technicality. So the Chazon Ish says that that you are kind of participating, so to say. He wouldn't see it as much of Petur as of Chaim. So Shlomo Zalman brings this up in the context of electricity on Shabbos in the following. And again, it's not so clear in terms of reality whether this is even so. The argument was made that in an elevator, just follow the logic for a second. I'm not sure if this actually matches the reality, but let's assume for the moment that this is true, that there's a counterweight in an elevator. So on the way up, not a problem, but on the way down, the elevator is using less energy to go down. So by you being in the elevator, so now the rest of the building, the lights burn brighter by you being in the elevator. And if you weren't in the elevator, that was the argument why you can't go in an elevator on the way down. Okay? Meaning if you weren't in there, the elevator would use more energy. Now that you're in there, it uses less energy, and the rest of the building is burning brighter. That was the argument against a Shabbos elevator. So Shlomo Zalman says, okay, you know, leaving aside the Metzius, whether that's true or not, he says, I don't see that as much of a problem. Because he thinks that that's not a maysa. He quotes the Tosos, you know, that it's not an action, but he thinks that's not, especially with Shabbos, you know, the geder might be different. That you're not doing anything. You're just standing in the elevator presence. L'gabe Hilchos Shabbos is not an action. Now, getting back to, let's say, a thermostat. So when we talk about smart homes, somebody actually asked me about this today. So you have now, let's say, these thermostats that will detect whether you're in the room or not and adjust accordingly. That's different than detecting, meaning when it detects that there's 40 people in the room, it's not really detecting that there are 40 people in the room. It's just saying, I can't keep up with the fact that, I feel that it's really, meaning the thermostat's just saying, it's really hot in here, and I'm just going to keep blowing air until I get back down to what I'm told that I'm supposed to get down to 72, and I can't do that, so I'm just going to keep pumping cold air. As opposed to a motion sensor, it says, oh, look, somebody just walked in the room, and I thought nobody was home right now, and I see that somebody's home because somebody just walked in. That's not presence, that's motion. Meaning, I see somebody who just walked in, that's different. Okay, so triggering a motion sensor, it gets back to our other discussion of psych ratio, whereas presence is just the idea of being there, not that a specific action triggered it, but absence of action, just the presence, whether that's an issue or not. So in the last 8 minutes or so, let's just wrap up the various discussions that we had. First, we discussed electricity on Shabbos as a whole. I mentioned that the earliest discussions about electricity were about light bulbs. Light bulbs, the old incandescent light bulbs, are clearly Doraisa, they have an Aish. Most light bulbs now are not like that, they're LED bulbs. And that is Machlokas Chazon Ish and Shlomo Zalman, and many others, that the Chazon Ish held that all electricity is Doraisa, a lot of others held that it's Rabbanan. Meaning, if there's no fire, just completing a circuit is Rabbanan. Then we discuss psik ratio, when you have an action where there's an inevitable result. Okay, so if it's nichale, if there's beneficial, inevitable result, that would be deoraisa, meaning it would be treated as if you did it directly. If it's lo nichale, it's rabbanan, and it's machlokes between the Tosfos and Aruch, or machmir on that as well. But if it's lo nichale and the result is rabbanan, then there's more wiggle room. And we mentioned that if it's that there's more wiggle room, especially in the area of electricity, and that's a lot of the things. Although many appliances, a lot of the kind of features that are psik resha are, they're called features because they are nichle, they're beneficial to you. So you have to figure out how to disable them, and if they're meant for you, then they're generally nichle. And we discussed smart devices in terms of things that are voice activated. So we mentioned a lot of mechamer seems to indicate that you can't ask an animal to do something. That doesn't seem to apply to this. That we see from the Gemara about chasima b'kol that a voice command is considered an action on the level of deraisa. So whatever you do with your voice is tantamount to using your hands and turning something on and off. So asking Alexa to turn on a light is the same as using your hand to turn on a light. And then the last thing we discussed was presence. So that kind of wraps up the various discussions. Any other questions? A lot of things, you know, that the smartwatch, you know, when you turn your hand, it turns on. There are a lot of these features. Anything that has features generally are going to have.
But want to detect your blood pressure, detect your
right. So whenever you get right, so things that are, you know, what's going to be a slippery slope is when we get into health-related things, because there are going to be a lot of things that are going to be beneficial to people's health. The same thing with hearing aids. Hearing aids and microphones are basically the same thing. So we're very makeable with hearing aids. We don't allow microphones and shoes, even though they're pretty much the exact same thing. Just one is very big and one is very small. So you could be mechalek, meaning one is the tzarachola and one is not. One has a need and one doesn't. What happens when robots are replace home health aides? So robots have serious problems in terms of everything you do. They react to like everything we discussed. They're basically just, the same problems. So we'll have to deal with it.
Like a man, I guess, doing everything like Sarah for me. Is there be sure no problem if a robot were to do it?
Correct. I'm just saying, we're going to have to deal with these things. Right. And everything starts with chola. And then the question is, do we try to, we're going to push the limits too far, and we have to figure out how.
It could be lenient in some ways, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, for tzarchei chole, we're allowed to violate certain yisurim drabanan.
Would you be able to be more Michael on a robot because it's not a human?
No, I think it's just basically an electric device that reacts to human commands the same way that Alexa or anything else does. It's just an electric device that's a little smarter than the machines that we have now, but it's the same thing.